One. Never has an agenda been more scrapped than my pre-match warm-up to Norwich. It is very much in the bin. This is Ian Ryan. This should have been the pre-match warm-up to that game on Sunday, but as I was about to leave the house, the news broke that the Liverpool manager, Jürgen Klopp, has decided to leave at the end of the season. I've got to be honest, I'm not digested all of the news yet, with it being so recent, but I've got people in front of me who hopefully have had a chance to have a little look at what the manager said. I've got James Sutton, Mike Carey and Beth Lynn Doppen. Mike, I've got to be honest, I'm in absolute shock. I mean, I've got a two-week-old baby. I'm not going to lie, Jürgen, I could have done without this. I most definitely could have done without this. What is your first reaction to the news that the manager will be leaving at the end of the season?
To be completely honest, I didn't believe it. And then as soon as you see the actual Liverpool Twitter account posting the video, which I still haven't watched fully because I just can't. I can't process it. It's completely out of the blue. Took the wind out your sails when you read it or heard it or someone broke the news to you. I'm sort of philosophical. Like, he needs to do what's best for him. We all love him enough to understand that, and are all adult enough, I think, to absolutely like send him off with the best for him in future in mind and what have you. And I'm there in that aspect of it, but I'm just, the legs have come from underneath me. All the cliches in the world about the rug being pulled from underneath you. I don't think there's words that'll. It's one of them things that you'll never ever forget. And it sounds mad, doesn't it? Because this is a manager of a football team that we're lucky enough to go and get to watch most weeks. We've followed from all as kids. We've grown up loving football, and then we have this affinity to a football club, and then he comes in 2015 and takes us on the ride we've been on.